Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth at Pray Every Day, and I'm so grateful that you're here. Maybe this is your first time listening, and so if that's the case, welcome. You are going to be blessed because anytime prayer happens, we are all blessed. So I'm excited that you're here. Today we're going to be going through the Sermon on the Mount, and we are still in Matthew chapter 5, and we're in verses 25 and 26 in the New American Standard Bible. It says this: Make friends quickly with your opponent at law while you are with him on the way, so that your opponent may not hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the officer, and you be thrown into prison. Truly I say to you, you will not come out of there until you have paid up the last cent. Mind if I pray for you? Oh Lord, this is hard. So, Lord, we are this crazy litigious society, and I'll pray that as an American because I know that we Americans are that way. I won't project that onto my friends listening all over the world, like in Zimbabwe or Bolivia. But we Americans, we like to sue. And so, Lord, I pray for those who are maybe in a situation where they are considering suing another believer. And Lord, I just pray that these words would wash over them and give them hope and strength and wisdom. And Lord, I don't pretend to know the nuances of when I should sue and when I should not sue. I'm grateful for your Holy Spirit. And I pray for all those situations that my listeners are facing today that are complicated. There's not always one simple solution, but your Spirit will guide us. And so I pray for the person today facing a difficult decision who is weighing different sides, and there's two different ways it could go or seven different ways it could go, and they just don't know. Lord, I pray that you would guide them. I pray that you would make their path straight. I pray that you would give them hope and that they wouldn't tie themselves up in knots as they try to make this decision. I know for me, I can overthink something until it dies. And so, Lord, for those of us who are like me, I pray that you would give us the kind of perspective we need to sift through. I also pray in these kinds of decisions where we're trying to figure out what to do next, that you would send godly believers into our lives, those people with wisdom, maybe older believers who we can bounce things off of and gain wisdom from. I also pray you would drop scriptures into our mind that would help us understand what the next step is. And Lord, would you just whisper to us and would you show us what we are to do, the thing that would bring you the most glory. And Lord, thank you that even in when we're making non-moral decisions, that you're going to be with us every single day of our lives. We're not going to make one decision and you're like, oh, sorry, I'm never going to spend time with you again. No, you have promised us that you will never leave us. You will never forsake us. You will be with us always. And that we are just a prayer away from you at any moment of the day. And so, Lord, thank you that you're not sitting in heaven tisk-tisking, and you're not shaking your head, and you're not like hoping that we choose the exact right path so that we can experience the maximum amount of blessings. It's more like you are interested in our relationship with you. You're interested in the process. You're interested in how we live and how we react to situations and how we move into our decision-making alongside the Holy Spirit. And Lord, thank you that you are a relational God, that you value relationships. Here we say, you talk about making friends with your opponent. And so that is something that we can do every day. It's not that, this is not just for people who are suing other people. It's for just life advice. It's so much better if we try to make friends with our opponents than if we always victimize them or villainize them or say bad things about them or only see them as black and white and as the sum of their something that makes them negative in our minds. So Lord, instead, help us to see the whole person. Help us to make friends. Help us to have empathy and love for those who differ from us. And I just, I think that we are more like you and we are loving people who have different opinions than ourselves. So help us to be that. Help us not to be contentious. Help us not to be litigious. Help us not to think that punishing other people is the point of our life, but instead help us to leave room for your justice. Help us to leave room for your vengeance. Help us to step back in trying to make the world right and let you make the world right in your timing, in your sovereign plan. And help us to rest in knowing that someday it's all going to be made right. And we can rest in knowing that you've got the whole world in your hands. And we're thankful for that. And I pray this in your capable hands today, Jesus. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. I am so humbled that we get to spend this time together. So when you're having some contentious relationships, let Jesus know. He wants to carry the burden for you, friend. He says that his yoke is easy and his load and his bearing of that load is light. So give it to him. He loves to carry it.